Right. Yeah. I got to remember to have, General Shaw ask about this band. That band is called Ghost BC. That's what they're called here in the States. Over in Scandinavia, where they're from, they're just known as Ghost. Maybe because there's another Ghost group here. Dude, I got to do something here. Hold on for just a minute, man. Yeah, that's it, man. That's what I need to do right there. Boink. There. Those of you that are watching on Phil TV in HD, we're doing, well, you saw what just happened as I did a little white balancing. And all you other cats and kittens, man, you don't know what the fuck happened because you only got an audio pass, which is fine. We're very happy that you do. I'm not going to make a big thing out of that other than the fact, you know, we did post something you miss, and maybe what you miss, it ain't much at all. What you are missing is sometimes I'll stop and restart a bit. You don't hear any of that shit on the... if you want rather hear the whole goddamn show uninterrupted, then you want to get the audio, listen to it on the audio pass or listen to it audio wise. But if you're watching the video cast, you see me stopping and starting and cursing and swearing and sometimes, you know, having to pick up things. And by pick up, what we mean by that is start it again, do it again. So that has been done, and we greet you here to our pre-show. Thank you very much for your indulgence, guys. I was visiting my brother. Going between the El Pacifico and the San Fernando Valley is quite a hump. All told, we're talking about a 50-mile trek into L.A., so, you know, going back to the Valley, maybe, two-thirds of that, then on into L.A. to do whatever it is I got to do. And these last few days, and by that I mean the last week and a half, we've been canvassing voiceover agents. I've never really had a dedicated voiceover agent. I've had voiceover agents, for small stretches of time, and I wasn't really all that involved in pursuing voice acting. But it's a revenue stream that, you know, is just kind of sitting there, and I've never taken advantage of it. So not to any great aggressive degree. You know, the things that I've done, the animation, has all been, and I'm fortunate, it's all come to me. It's all by way of casting directors just contacting me and asking me if I wanted to come in and read for something. So I'm really, really lucky that way. And this way, though, I'm going to... have someone representing me that way, so that's very cool. I'm very happy to do that, and but that's doing that and visiting Dara, my brother, and then coming back here and trying to keep the shit together around here. It just fuck it, man. I needed a night off, so thank you for that. Thank you for understanding. What is this, man? What is this? Oh. I know what this is. Hold on. This is what I was looking for, too. Margaret is going to be singing 29 Palms. Is that the audio track? Well, where do you find the... Where is her 29 Palms audio track? And she put it in there?
Didn't she put it in there, man? I thought it did, man.
Hold on for a minute, man, because I got to do some technical shit, and I'll give a look at what I'm doing here. I got to just move some shit. I got to move some shit around, man. This is Phil TV. All right. What I'm going to do now, if you're watching me on Phil TV, is I'm going over here. I'm going to go to the file here. I'm over the file here. I'm going to the left side. I'm going to the right on them and I'm do this thing here. Then I'm going to drag that thing there. Then I'm going to clone that motherfucker down there. Then I'm going to go back over here. Hi. So what should be happening then is that going into this file, which is the daily audio. Ah, there we are. Okay. That's too far. Margaret, where are your Where's your lyrics, Margaret?
Well, I don't know. Did someone, Bud, did you get the lyrics or not?
Yeah, I was going to go get them.
What do you mean you were going to go get the fucking lyrics? What is this, man? What the fuck is this shit, man? Here we go.
You started that again.
Okay, Margaret?
Yes, one, two, and a one, two, three. I'm Margaret Gray. I'd like to just rehearse this, if you don't mind, Phil.
No, we can't.
No, Bud, I'm going to rehearse this. I'm getting sick and tired of just jumping into these things on the air. I want to get this right.
Hey, when does this thing start, actually? God damn it. I haven't synced up that goddamn fucking Apple Music yet with goddamn...
Yes. Fool in love.
You fucking goddamn bitch and a half, motherfuckers. It's goddamn... What is it with you fuckers at iTunes, man? You know, you can't... Coming and going, man, you motherfuckers. Coming and fucking going with the goddamn money. Hi, we don't make enough fucking money at Apple, man. Fuck this shit. All because I want to do things legal, because I don't want to steal, because I don't want to download illegally, because I don't want to violate copyrights, because I don't want to be a piece of shit, because I make my money by way of copyright. So I go according to the plan, and I wind up spending more fucking money. That's why I don't fuck my subscribers, man. They got two basic plans. It doesn't break the fucking bank. Hold on, man. Jesus Christ. Where the... Motherfuckers. Here we go. Now, I want to find out how this motherfucker goes. Okay, that's it. There's a, Yeah, okay, man, I got it. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, thank you. You got it, Margaret?
Yes, I've got it. Thank you. Two. A fool in love, a crazy situation.
Wait a minute.
Her velvet gloves.
Wait. Go fuck a duck, Robert. Go fuck a duck, Robert. Yeah, okay. I got it.
Her velvet gloves knocks me down and down and down. Her kiss of fire, kiss of a loaded invitation. Inside her smile, she takes me down and down and down.
Wait a minute, man. Got a second, dude. This is very weird, man. I gotta listen to this shit here. Hold on. Hold the fucking... Hold the bitch phone. Yeah. 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 A fool in love, a crazy situation, her velvet glove knocks me down and down and down and down. A kiss of fire, okay. A loaded invitation. Inside her smile, me down and down and down. Moves look good. A touch of desperation from where I stood. She turned my head round and round and round. Comes kind of hard when I hear your voice on the radio. Okay. Got it.
Got it. Yeah, shit, Margaret.
Well, thank you very much for letting me sing it, Phil. You're just sitting there going, you're grunting through it. I'm not going to... I am not going to grunt through it, Phil. That I will not do. I've grunted through a lot of things.
Like what?
None of your bees... Like what? You...
All right.
Phil, I have grunted through a lot of things in life. God knows with Frank.
A fool in love. All right, man. Comes down to it, man. Hear your voice on the radio. I guess we ought to open that up, but what I'll do is get my audio ready there. Bob's Meat. What the fuck? I got a piece of audio in here called Bob's Meat. What is that?
Whoa, 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 here comes the head. Here comes the head. Watch it. Ah! Whoa, 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 here comes the head. Here comes the head. Watch it. Ah!
Bullshit. So that was some reality show where he was pretending like he got bit by that fucking... He didn't get bit by shit. All right. So we used it for some, like, dick suck bit. I forget what it was.
The Western Estates Homeowners Association and Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization announces a meeting coming up on Sunday night, increasing the education level of our children. They're also going to have their Western Estates Homeowners Association barbecue. And all of the funds from that barbecue will go to an organization called Straight to the Lord. It's an organization I don't know much about. We do want to have on the president of the Western Estates.
Fuck that. Shouldn't even be in there.
Comes down.
I gotta get the fuck out of here.
And I hear your voice on the radio.
Okay, here we go.
Hear your voice on the radio.
Okay, all right, now. Anyway, welcome to our show. Welcome to our pre-show. This is what it is. Sometimes it's long stretches of dead air. Sometimes there are bursts of conversation. Sometimes there are bursts of philosophy. Right now I'm looking at the Hall of Fame game on NBC. This is the 18th re-showing of it. It's the NFL Network, but they're replaying the NBC. Will Shields, 12 consecutive Pro Bowl selections. And the Hall of Fame game is, they enshrined the Hall of Famers. Jerome Bettis, it was nice to see Jerome Bettis get it. I remember watching Jerome Bettis. I made an issue out, I didn't make an issue out of it. I mentioned on Twitter that Jerome Bettis had played for the Rams. And he had. He was drafted by the Rams. Obviously, his talent was initially spotted by the Rams. Guess who else played for the Rams? And then went on to greatness with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kevin Green. Thank you. The point that I'm making here is that these were all periods of I think John Robinson was still head coach. These were people that John Robinson had found and the Rams had found and the Rams had let go because the Rams didn't have the money, because the Rams didn't have shit. The Rams didn't do this and the Rams didn't do that. The Rams were run by Georgia Frontier in those days. The Rams had Jack Faulkner. The Rams had, I'm not blaming Jack Faulkner so much as I'm blaming the other motherfucking money guy they had at the Rams, the cheapest motherfucker in the world. And I just don't know. I don't think they had very imaginative people at the end of the line here in L.A. And off they went to St. Louis, where now it's, what am I hearing now? They don't dig it in St. Louis. They want to move someplace. I don't fucking know. I'm not going to get my hopes up. It would be great for the Rams to come back to L.A. because I could really actually get into that team. A new team, an expansion team, it'll take a while. Huh? It's going to take me a while, man. You don't just come in here and bowl Phil Henry over with your fucking greatness when you're, I'm a longtime football fan here, And it's going to take a lot of, a lot of love, man. Remember the song, it's going to take a lot of love to make it happen. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of love for, see? So don't try to come in here and tell me what's up and what's what ain't, what is, what, Anyway, of course, then I was watching the other day, I was watching one of the great classic games. There's two things they have on NFL Access, NFL Network, if you've seen. NFL Classic Games, NFL Great Games. I'm not sure I understand which is which, but the one that I like is the one where they actually show the broadcast game. I don't give a fuck about the highlights, okay? I'm done. I like highlights, and that's great, and, but I like to watch the game. The one they had was the 93 playoff game between the Bills and the Oilers, where the Bills came back from 35-3 at halftime, the great, the big game. And I have to take, full disclosure here. Who was in the secondary for the Houston Oilers that day? Jerry Gray. Another former Ram. I'm not sure if Jerry was getting burned or not. Jerry Gray was a great safety when he played for the Rams. Loved Jerry. No, he was a cornerback. Jerry was a corner and was a good corner for the Rams in the great Ram defenses. I say great. The solid Ram defenses of the 80s when Fritz Schirmer was the defensive coordinator. And, we had Nolan Cromwell in our secondary as a player. And we had Gary Jeter. And, we had some nice things happening. Little Jim Collins there in the middle. Mel Owens. Jimmy Collins didn't. Mel Owens was playing linebacker. We had nobody that was going to be in the Hall of Fame. Very solid defense. Jerry Gray went on to play for the Houston Oilers, and he was very evident in that 93 game. I was watching that and going, but the fuck? I think they got him from Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. Jerry Gray was a Texan, because I remember hearing him talking, this is great, and I love being here. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, and I don't even know if I want to stay here, but this is wonderful being here with the L.A. Ram. Geno Smith is out 6 to 10 weeks with a broken jaw resulting from a locker room altercation with a linebacker. Are you ready for this shit? Ick and Kampali. What the fuck is Bills claim? They put him on waivers following his release. He clearly made a mistake. There's no question about that. Says Rex Ryan. Also believe that he's going to learn from this and we'll give him a chance to compete. There's no guarantee this young man makes the team. How come this motherfucker isn't arrested for assault? Are you ready for this shit? You put your fucking quarterback out 6 to 10 weeks. So they put the motherfucker on waivers. Should have had the son of a bitch arrested. God damn. Who gives a shit about where they hold the draft? God, I'm so just disgusted with the whole NFL, you know? All right, so we got Margaret singing 29 Palms. Then we're going to have... Then what I want to talk about, you know, I've been seeing my brother in the hospital. Proper diet. Dean Wheeler.
Comes down to it.
So we're going to have Dean Wheeler on today, and he's going to talk about proper nutrition. He goes to Trader Joe's for his food, but gradually I think the fucking traveling squirrels are going to drive him mad. You know, they'll just drive him nuts. Carnival, Crap Table, Arcade, Mill, Factory, Mill, Dance, Ding, Thing, Horse Race. What am I looking for? Pond? Yeah. Carnival, here we go. Excuse me, I belched. Okay, then we're going to have on... And I think he's also got our good, close, personal friend, Wes Hurlford. And Wes Hurlford has just got... Wes is just married to that fucking song. Here comes that midget, you know. There's a midget down the road.
That midget, it's rockin' midget. That goddamn midget is buggin' me. Hey! Oh yeah, oh yeah. I hate the midget. I hate his guts. He thinks he's Peter Dinklage in that fucked up superhero movie. Ah, fuck it.
Well, what's the matter, Wes? Don't talk to me, Dean. That simpy-ass voice of yours, man. I'm telling you, there's a midget is a hit. And I'm telling you, there's a midget is a stiff. Bullshitting me. Don't you ever say that about there's a midget. Don't ever say that, man. That shit is fucking solid gold.
Oh, yeah. There's one thing that I know.
People often say... Well, Phil, there's a lot of the character voices, yes, they have character, but the voices sound the same sometimes. And I say to them, have you ever heard South Park? Oh, ow!
Yeah.
I mean, South Park is, of course, you know, has images. There's images there, you know. But there's images here, too, man. Anyway... But anyway, that's the way those cats work, too. You know, most of those voices are done by Trey Parker. And he did a lot of the voices on Team America. But, you know, there were other voice talent there. Moi, for instance. But also Maurice LaMarche and many others. Too numerous to count. Okay. Then.
What are we doing?
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Mavis Leonard is a huge Trump fan. huge Trump fan.
I'm not going to vote for another black man. I'm not voting for Carson. I don't want to vote for a doctor. That's just it.
I tell you now, I'm not going to vote for another doctor. No way, no way. I will not do it. I'm not going to vote for another. You want me to vote for a brain surgeon? Is that what you want me to do? Is that some kind of a joke? Motherfucker. Let me tell you something, motherfucker. I have...
Mavis!
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm so tired of this shit. Listen to this motherfucker telling me.
Hey, look, Arnie, you going to vote for that damn right-wing man?
Yeah, you know, if that man's right-wing, I don't want to be wrong. You digging? If he is a right-wing, I don't want to be wrong-wing. I don't want to be duck-wing. You know that? Who that man, Darius Duckwing? You know that cat?
What?
Which guy was that?
I don't know, Phil. There's a Duckwing. Danger Duckwing, that motherfucker. What about that motherfucker?
All right. Mavis Leonard with Donald Trump. Loves Trump.
Yo, let me tell you something about our Hong Kong Charlie. First of all, Phil, we are very, very grateful to have... We're very grateful to have a great restaurant in Beverly Hills, California. And this man, Ted Bell, down the street from me. I love him. He doesn't love me. That's all right. And he said to me, he had a big explosion in...
How many people died in that explosion in China, by the way? God damn. God damn, dude. Here comes a midget. Yeah, that little midget. Deadly explosion at China's port of Tianjin. Christ, how do they know? 17 people, 403, shattering glass, scores of high-rise buildings, daylight shows, devastation. I mean, I saw the shit on CNN. It was just brutal. Can I show you guys? I don't know what the hell. Gonna have to do that. Well, yeah, okay, that's good. And let's roll this back here. Roll this back here, y'all. We can figure out what we're looking at. Fuck, dude. Did you see that shit? Is that a... It's a second one? Let me tell you what, man. That is an example of, you know... If ever you wonder why there's such a thing as OSHA, EPA, all that bullshit, if ever you wonder why we have the safety inspections and a layer after layer after fucking layer of bureaucracy, if ever you wonder what happens when you are rushing to become first world country and you are rushing to become a partner of all the other badasses in the world and you want to take over and you want to do this and that, take a look at fucking China, man. They cut corners. These motherfuckers probably don't give a fuck about their workers. Look at this. God damn, man. Look at that fucking thing, man. That's the result of God knows what's going on in that motherfucking country when it comes to infrastructure in their race to become a first world country. In their race to become a high-tech, high-class, first world, that's what fucking happens. That's why we have, and that's what we've learned in this country over 200 fucking years. What happens when you don't, as you progress and as you make all these bitchin' strides in business, what happens when you don't take care of safety, workers, environment, when you don't take care of the actual working conditions of what the fuck it is you're doing in your goddamn plant? These motherfuckers here are doing some shit in their little fucking factory that just killed 17 people and injured 400 people. You know, all the people that got injured weren't all motherfuckers that worked there. These are probably people in the neighborhood.
Oh,
That motherfucker. It's like an atomic fucking blast, man. It's like an atomic fucking blast. We're going to have to keep that up, man. We're going to have to...
Mr. Henry!
Don't tell me what to do. All right, we're ready to go, man. Test, 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 test.
Here come a midget. Yeah, that goddamn midget. Fuck! That fucking midget.
You ready? I am. If you are, I am. If you're not, I'm not. But if you are, I am. But if you're not, I'm still ready. Hi, guys. It's Phil Henry for Uber. I know you like making money, and I got a way for you to make money and be your own boss, driving with Uber. If you have a car, you have a license, you can drive with Uber. If you have a car that can transport people from blah, 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 blah,